Blog Talk Radio.
Go for it. Go. Go for it. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Go For It. I am your host, Paul Ginn, alongside Jeremy Yetzi. Jeremy?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Doing well. Welcome to Go For It.
Thank you.
This
very
is
much.
A special Go For It. A special Monday night edition of Go For It. And do you know why? Do you know?
I think the campaign was just a couple weeks too short.
I guess so. I mean, the campaign was all about trying to save one man, one special man, one special quarterback. And that quarterback was Donovan McNabb. But I guess as we all know now, unless we've been hiding under a rock somewhere, that Donovan has been traded to the Washington Redskins. Can you believe it?
Well, to the Redskins, I really was surprised. I never thought he was going to the Raiders. But to send him to a division rival who you're going to see two times a year, especially considering now they're talking long-term extension, I'm really, really surprised.
I'm equally as shocked. I mean, if you're going to trade Donovan, that's fine, you know. But to me, well, it's not really fine because I really wanted Donovan to stay. But I guess if you're going to trade Donovan, you don't trade him within your division. You don't, because the way I see it, this is a guy now, I mean, you swept the Redskins last year. You swept the Redskins last year. Now this is a guy who possibly could be talking a split with the Redskins this year. He may improve their ball club that much. So you're losing something there.
Well, he can improve their ball club, you know, Paul, enough where it's not a split, where it turns the other way around. You're taking away, you have to remember they lost their biggest offensive weapon in Brian Westbrook. Now they lost arguably, you know, if not their biggest weapon, then it's definitely their second biggest weapon in Donovan McNabb. So offensively, you know, this team went from a transition year losing some, you know, a key veteran running back to now there's no leadership on the offensive side of the ball, and we've been talking for a while about the fact that defensively, you know, there needs to be no discussion. There is absolutely no leadership on the defensive side of the ball. And again, you look at Sheldon Brown leaving, and there is now – it's gaping holes in this team. And a team like Washington, who now has Quinn Portis, Larry Johnson, and the running back from the Steelers – and Donovan McNabb, I look at this division now and see the Eagles going from second or first down to third or fourth.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously I'm a guy who was definitely for saving McNabb and keeping McNabb with the Eagles. But it all comes down to quarterback play. If everyone believes and if the Eagles believe, obviously the Eagles believe that Kevin Cobb is the guy. So if they truly believe that this guy is the guy and this is the guy who can lead them in this upcoming season, then, I mean, in reality, in trading McNabb within your division, you're telling me that A, you don't think McNabb has enough to do it anymore, and B, that you must think highly, very highly, of Kevin Cobb.
Oh, yeah, and I wonder, and I we've been talking about this in the last day or two, and especially over the last couple of weeks, you know, I really wonder where that assessment comes from. I mean, he played two games, and you look at his two games, more interceptions than touchdowns. I mean, his quarterback rating wasn't the greatest. You know, he's been a quarterback in a passing offense that passed the ball. To me, he didn't surprise me. He hasn't overwhelmed me. He hasn't impressed me. Any of the superlatives you want to use, I think he's done what a quarterback.
I was slightly impressed. I was slightly impressed by what he did.
Well, I mean, I take that And I'm not saying he's a bust. I'm not saying he's Coy Detmer. I'm not saying that, you know, he's an ill-fated quarterback. I'm just saying when you have a guy like Donovan McNabb at 33 years old who comes off of a season like last year, to just throw him, as we were saying, to a divisional, not just opponent, but a long-standing rival, I really question why Andy Reid, why Joe Banner thought, you know, they needed to give Donovan McNabb that kind of incentive, and especially put that kind of instantaneous pressure on a quarterback who, if he has a tremendous upside, what's the harm in keeping McNabb for one more year? What was the harm in playing through another season? You've seen how this has developed out in San Diego. I mean, they're Super Bowl champions in New Orleans, arguably because of their quarterback, not Super Bowl champions in San Diego. And too often in the NFL, too often in professional sports, we have, you know, the finances drive the decisions rather than, you know, the talent and the player acumen really making a mainstay.
Well, there you go with the SAT words, acumen. I mean, this is – there we go with the SAT.
Well, you know what, we're I think together, Paul, we're not just here to save McNabb, but maybe we're out there to save, you know, the English language.
Well, you're doing a good job so far of saving this English language. I just was thinking, you know what, this ball club could have retooled with McNabb and made a run at this thing and make a run at the Super Bowl. But after the trade on Friday with Sheldon, when they sent Sheldon Brown and Chris Gokhan to the Cleveland Browns, that told me that, you know what, McNabb is definitely getting traded. And yeah. that was a signal to me that this is the end of this guy here in Philadelphia. And this team is looking to rebuild or retool, as they like to say. But, I mean,
I guess the question I have for you, Paul, is, you know, now that they got rid of McNabb, now that they got rid of Sheldon Brown, I mean, is it time for this team to, and I know they're very young, you know, on most of the offensive pieces of ball, and most of really the major pieces of a team, but is it time for this team to do some more dramatic moves, you know, especially with the draft being a week away, and really, you know, shelve a season and from a developmental standpoint and go for a pick even in next year's draft?
Well, I mean, I think if you're looking to rebuild, then you want to accumulate as many picks as possible. Right now, this ball club has accumulated a lot of picks over the past few years. And to me, I guess it comes down to, okay, what do you want to do with your ball club? And it seems like to me, okay, they want this young core to grow with Kevin Cobb. They want Macklin and DeSean Jackson and Shaney McCoy and Brent Celek. They want these guys to grow with Kevin Cobb. And they want this franchise to grow on the offensive side of the ball. And they're a young team on the offensive side of the ball. But to me, I just think with the young talent that they had, I thought Donovan McNabb could have and should have gotten an opportunity to see this thing through. And my thing was, okay, let him play out this year, and whatever happens after, if he doesn't get it done, then you move on. But at the same time, Kevin Cobb does have 1 year left on his contract. So you, in some respect, you are making a decision on both of them. And to me now it comes down to Kevin Cobb and Michael Vick. Who do you think should be the starter? And more than likely it's going to be Kevin Cobb. But, I mean, Kevin Cobb, again, hasn't been the guy before in the NFL.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head. With 1 year left on Cobb's contract, there's not going to be a debate in Philadelphia, and I'm not going to allow a debate in Philadelphia as to who the quarterback.
Well, I mean, you can't stop debate. I mean, you can't stop debate.
Well, I think if we're you know, an intelligent fan base, and we're going to take a look at this without, you know, the emotion of why and who and where and when, I mean, the $5 million the Eagles are paying to Michael Vick is for insurance purposes only. I mean, they have, as you just said, there's 1 year left on Cobb's contract. They have now invested essentially Donovan McNabb's future in Kevin Cobb. So to put, And, you know, to put any notion out there for Philadelphia and any Philadelphia fan out there that Michael Vick heading into training camp, no matter what the Eagles tell you, that there's no Michael Vick. Because it doesn't make dollars, and if it doesn't make dollars, then we both know it doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, Michael Vick is a great insurance policy in case Kevin Cobb does falter as the starter, and he's somebody that I think it's a good person to have around. And as Michael Vick made some comments today that he's on board and that he's willing to help out Cobb if necessary and do what he has to do. I mean, he wants to be a starter in this league, but he also is willing to be a good soldier, and that's good to hear now from Michael Vick.
Well, I think for Michael Vick, you're going to get a great soldier. There's not going to be, and I'm sure he knows that.
Well, it's still early. I mean, it's still early. We're still in April, so, I mean, everybody's going to be a good soldier in April.
But, Paul, we both know, I mean, there's absolutely no shot, other than an injury, there's no shot that Michael Vick is going to walk out on the field.
Well, you don't think if Kevin Cobb falters, Michael Vick is not going to get a shot?
Not until week four, week six, until the season is essentially over.
And then they recognize that potentially they've gotten away with trading McNabb, and it's time to retool.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. But to me, I mean, if Kevin Cobb falters, Michael Vick is the logical guy, and he's the next guy in line. And to me, Michael Vick was probably signed for this reason. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you. My point, Paul, is there's no chance heading into training camp, no matter what the Eagles tell you, if they do, and they haven't right now, it's still too early. We're still within 24 hours almost to the minute of when McNabb was traded. If they don't anoint a starter heading into training camp, or they talk about there being an open competition, I'm out there telling the listeners, don't believe it. Don't believe the hype. They told you they weren't training McNabb. They traded McNabb. No matter what they tell you, the guy going into the season, barring an injury, is Kevin Cobb. If he has the worst preseason a player ever had, they're going with Cobb. They have invested the future of their franchise by trading Donovan McNabb, and the future of their franchise was never, will never be Michael Vick.
If the thing comes down to what do you think of Michael Vick? And obviously they think something of the guy. Now, I'm not saying they think he's a starter. I'm not saying they think he's a savior. But I do think they think something of the guy. And it's a worthwhile shot to give the guy a shot to see if he still has it. And
I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that's from a practical standpoint, Paul. That's from a you're being a nice guy standpoint. But from a realistic standpoint, there's 1 year left on a contract to a player who essentially is going to be the future of your franchise.
They
have to find out
what
he can do.
You're talking
to
Kevin Cobb. And Kevin Cobb, he comes off as a very confident guy. I'll give him that. And he comes off as a guy who believes that he can get the job done. And there was sound from Kevin Cobb today. Let's take a listen.
I didn't even blink when Andy told me. I mean, I really didn't. I'm excited about it. I think it's sure it's going to add a little bit of drama, but at the same time, it's going to be exciting. I mean, this is going to be a fun ride, and I truly have that outlook on it. I'm looking forward to it, and I think that this team will surprise some people.
You sounded very confident there.
Oh, you know, Paul, I think we were talking about this earlier, and we were talking about it yesterday and the last couple of weeks. I definitely think, you know, Kevin Cobb, and you had said it even earlier in the show, he has shown flashes that he definitely belongs in the NFL and definitely belongs, you know, as a potential NFL starter. On this team right now, based on the decade that the Eagles have really had, that's why we're here tonight talking. But yeah, he definitely feels as though as he belongs, and I think, you know, that's important. If I'm an Eagles fan, you know, if I'm paying the kind of money it costs to sit in those stands, I want to hear that out of a quarterback. I don't want to hear a guy who is afraid to answer the tough questions, is afraid to tell people, you know, the truth, which is, yes, it certainly was a surprise. It certainly it comes as a shock to even him. But he's not afraid to take over the reins, and he's willing and wanting to do that.
And let's get home before we go. Let's get out the numbers. Let's get the numbers out. The number to call 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, if you're a little shy and you don't want to get on the air with us, I mean, we're some tough guys here. We have opinions. But if you're a little shy and you like the email, there's an email for you. So you can ask your questions to the email. And the email is goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. And that's for you guys who likes to send questions to the email, and we'll ask your questions and answer your questions on the air.
So, Paul, I mean, we were talking earlier, and I would like to – one of the things that you and I think, if anything, is disagree on is I think the immediate state of the Eagles. You're big on these receivers. You're big on the young talent. And I have doing Mark Park questioned, their leadership. And I've always looked at McNabb. I've always said, if anything, they're doing as well as they're doing because of McNabb. Where do you think – this puts the team now absent a player like Donovan McNabb?
Well, I mean, again, it all comes down to Kevin Cobb. I mean, it comes down to what Kevin Cobb can do as your quarterback. And quite frankly, I mean, again, it's been my argument. Two games. I only saw two games of Kevin Cobb. And the year before that in Baltimore, everyone was saying how much Kevin Cobb stunk and how much this guy can't get the job done. Now, all of a sudden, he becomes Joe Montana. He becomes the savior. He becomes almost a messiah in some respect. And to me, it's putting too much pressure on this guy because you don't know what he has. And for all you fans, all you Philadelphia fans, I'm talking to you. If you believe that Kevin Cobb is the guy, you better be patient. You better be patient because there's no guarantee this guy is going to get it done right away.
And I think, you know, it also bears note now, you know, what happens to guys, the Jeremy Macklins, the Celics, I think DeSean Jackson is almost immune from this because I think he's really established himself, a perennial force in the NFL at that small, fast receiver, but the Macklins and the Celics, who are coming off of decent seasons, showed a lot of promise, showed that they definitely belong, you know, in the positions they're at. Where does this leave them? Even if Cobb, you know, plays as well as he played in the first two games, let's keep in mind, you know, that's not going to cut it through a 16-game NFL season.
You also have to take into account that Kevin Cobb did one of those games was against the Kansas City Chiefs, a team that was dreadful last year, and also against the New Orleans Saints, who – I mean, it wasn't the greatest defense out there. I mean, obviously it's a Super Bowl defense. Obviously it's a championship defense. But it wasn't one. That's not what won them the championship. What won them the championship was Drew Brees and those boys on the offensive side of the ball. But, I mean, so you got to look at who he played as well. And, again, now we got a little bit more film on him. Defensive coordinators are going to have a little bit more film on him. They're going to see some of his tendencies, some of the things that he does well, some of the things he does not do well. And at that point, once they see these things, they're going to start adjusting as well. So we'll see what happens once Cobb goes up against these defensive coordinators and these defenses, and all the adjustments that the defenses will make against him, and how he responds to those.
Right, and I mean it does certainly bear note that. The player Kevin Cobb, I think, has even the two games that the Philadelphia fans saw him play, don't think it's a totally different mindset walking into a season in April knowing you're going to be the starter than it is going into a game week two, week one, and knowing you're going to be playing. But Donovan McNabb is coming back. I mean,
Cobb knew McNabb was coming back, even when he was throwing for 391, 400 yards. He knew that he wasn't the starter. This year, the pressure of being a starter, certainly don't be surprised if he walks out on the field and doesn't have the greatest preseason or doesn't have the greatest regular season. And the question I think the Eagles senior leadership has to assess is this guy the long run quarterback? Are they going to let him walk into a season even Paul, with a 1 year deal? Not even really knowing if he is your quarterback.
Well, obviously I think by this move that the Eagles have made, they believe Kevin Cobb is something. They believe he's something. Whether they believe he's Joe Montana or whether they believe it's somebody else. But they believe he's something. Because you don't give away a quarterback like Donovan McNabb if you don't have a replacement. And obviously they believe the guy is something. And I think the guy is, it could be something, but I don't know. And then sometimes in life.
Are we to believe that you anoint this guy the starter and you let him walk into a season on a 1 year deal?
Well, I think obviously they're going to renegotiate this contract. And it may happen before the season, or it may happen in the middle of the season. But I think they're going to renegotiate his contract. He's going to get a deal. He's going to get a deal. And so, I mean, in some respect, you might as well give the guy a deal. Because obviously you think a lot of this guy. And, I mean, again, I think Kevin Cobb has some talent. How much talent? I don't know. But I think he has talent. And I think judging by the sound that we just heard, he's a confident guy. And he's a guy who believes that he can play. So we'll just have to see. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look under the category of sports. And again, you can give emails to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. And again, we're going up against the NCAA championship game. You think we can steal a little ratings from them?
Well, considering it's Butler versus Duke, I'm surprised we can't. The college basketball tournament, I think this year, anyone that thinks the Duke isn't hands down before this game was over, they're watching the wrong game. They're listening to the wrong commentators. And I think in a night where Don McNabb, almost a guaranteed Eagles Hall of Famer, if not an NFL Hall of Famer, leads Philadelphia, especially where in the league, I mean, there's a large argument probably be made that and I think Clinton Portis had raised this on SportsCenter. He thinks that Don McNabb is still going to come out and be a force in the NFL, and I do too. I think the Eagles were penny wise here. I think they looked at the fact that Kevin Cobb has a great upside, and I made the comparison again: Drew Brees versus Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
I think this was again where the money inside of these professional sports, the long term money, is more of the short-term indicator. And sometimes I think that is to the detriment of these professional teams.
So essentially you're saying that this was a money move?
Well, I think if you look at it, definitely the Eagles don't want to walk into a year where they have two quarterbacks, McNabb and Cobb, coming out of big money. The Eagles are definitely known, especially when a player hits 30, 31, that's the end of their career with the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's something, again, you and I had talked about, is that how predictable was this move for the Eagles from an age perspective? And if you pattern the Eagles, this was almost a guaranteed lock to happen over the last 2 years. And I think McNabb was lucky to get away to be 33. Most of the players in the Eagles organization, Jeremiah Trotter knows that all too well, when you hit that 30 mark, they're going to say goodbye to you. And
Well, more so, Trott's situation was more so of a contract deal. They franchised Trott, and Trott believed that he deserved a lot more money than they were offering him. But in terms of Troy Vincent, a guy they sent out at 30, Brian Westbrook, another guy, Brian Dawkins, another guy. So, I mean, but you got to give this ball club credit on this. I mean, they got rid of a Bobby Taylor, they got rid of a Troy Vincent, and they replaced him. And they replaced those guys. And for the most part, they have...
Troy Vincent and Bobby Taylor were good players on a good team. They were not a Donovan McNabb in the NFL. They were not.
No,
they did not redefine their position. I mean,
Well, Donovan didn't redefine the position. I mean, if you want to talk about the guy who redefined the position in terms of a running quarterback, that's Randall Cunningham.
But it wasn't.
So, I mean,
it wasn't Donovan McNabb as a running quarterback as much as, you know, Donovan McNabb was the. I want to look at. You go back to 12 years ago when he walked into the NFL. The guy walked into the NFL as a running quarterback, and I think very quickly became known as a quarterback who can run, but definitely has a great arm. I mean, his stats aren't going to lie. He has the ability to run, and he has the ability to pass, and he has, you know, he has the football knowledge to know when to do both at the right time. And I think, if anything, he defined and redefined the athletic quarterback. Not Randall was the running quarterback. Randall had a great arm. Randall could, you know, as we used to say when we were kids, you could press A and pray with Randall. He'd throw that bomb. But Donovan, you know, he would make the short dump off, he'd make the mid-range pass and the long throw very well.
Both of those guys were guys who struggled with accuracy throughout their career.
Paul, you know, in another city, and this is another point, in another city, was Donovan McNabb really going to be talked about and criticized this much? If he played for Kansas City Chiefs, even the Dallas Cowboys, the Miami Dolphins, coming after a player like Marino, if he would have gotten in on a team that wasn't as critical of everything, where football is everything in Philadelphia, was he going to come under such scrutiny and be known as a guy who had accuracy problems? I've always wondered that.
Let's see what the callers think. We got a caller.
P. Gant.
Hello, you're on Go For It.
Yo, what's up, man?
How are you? Who am
I'm
I talking
good.
To?
This is Patrick from Atlanta.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, but, yo, I'm originally from Ambler, baby, with the Hickey in 95.
Patrick, what do you think about McNabb?
Hey, I've been hearing a lot, man. Eagles fans is getting killed, you know, because, like, 20 people went up and booed him at the draft. You know, I wasn't there.
It sounds like you wanted. Did you want to be there, Patrick?
Nah, man. I mean, you know, my point is, regardless of any of the fans' feelings, we didn't draft Kevin Cobb, we didn't bench McNabb, and we didn't trade McNabb. You know,
we did draft Kevin Cobb, Patrick.
Huh?
We did draft Kevin Cobb.
No, I'm saying the Eagles fans didn't.
Oh, okay, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, we always get all this that we're this tough town and we killing them. Everybody was blown away when they drafted Kevin Cobb.
I mean, do you think Kevin Cobb can get it done? Because I'm not sure he can. I mean, I only saw two football games, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. I tell you this. I mean, I may have my issues with Andy Reid, but I think he has proven to really, really have a good eye for quarterbacks.
I mean, yes, he did bring Donovan in, and he did turn Donovan into a top-flight quarterback. He has done that. Yes, you're right. And
Paul, Patrick makes a good point. You know, and that's one of the things we had talked about earlier. Kevin Cobb was a quarterback that definitively the Eagles liked. They took him, and he was correct. No one really believed, none of the fans of Philadelphia saw him as the player they were going to draft 3 years ago. This is a guy now that's coming into his own, and maybe the Eagles know something that we don't. Maybe they recognize that it's Cobb's time now. They go through a bumpy season, and maybe they wind up, you know, 10-6, 9-7, make the playoffs, somewhat similar to what they did last year. And this is Cobb's team now. It's almost the passing of the torch.
Yeah.
It is the passing of the torch, but it doesn't mean I'm for it and I want this to happen. Patrick, you want it to happen?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, if Kevin Cobb wasn't here, I would want McNabb to get an extension. But at this point, you know, I have to just believe them. I mean, I'm not at the practices.
Well, Patrick, get ready for 6-10, Patrick. Get ready for 7-9.
But Paul,
get ready
you know
for those possibilities.
But
get ready for those possibilities.
Well, there's no question, and I think that there's no question that 6-10, 7-9, even you know 4-12 is a possibility. But is one season, you know, is one season is all that Philadelphia cares about? This has been a perennial, you know, playoff powerhouse, and maybe it's going to be a hiccup 1 year, and then Kevin Cobb can, you know, supplant himself as a quarterback, a mainstay in the Andy Reid offense. One of the things Andy Reid has shown is that he has an offense. He doesn't have one player. He doesn't have a great running game. Doesn't have a great passing game. He has a great offense. And I think it's almost too emotional to say, you know, well, get ready for 6-10, because you don't know that 6-10 this year doesn't mean 10-6 next year.
Well,
if McNabb went on injury, Paul, would you be as emotional?
Well, I mean, Donovan still can play football. He could still – he's a Pro Bowler. He was a Pro Bowler last year. So he's shown me that he can still play the game. And they did win 11 football games last year.
But I think Patrick was saying that Donovan McNabb isn't the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy Reid is. Donovan McNabb didn't take him to 4 straight NFC championships alone. He did that with Andy Reid's help.
So Patrick, and Reid you trust is basically what you're saying.
What I'm saying. I mean, honestly, I'm excited, but you know, I mean, I'm an optimist, man. I'm the one that every year looks at our roster and in training, and I think we're going to the Super Bowl. So
well, Patrick, I guess I'm a pessimist because I think.
Well, Paul, I think I'm a realist. So I think I'm gonna somewhere in the middle here. There needs to be a middle ground.
Well, Patrick, you were against saving McNabb.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, they couldn't. I thought it just wouldn't have made any sense for them to talk up Kevin Cobb the way they have and then just release him or something. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if Cobb really is who they say he is, then I think, yeah, this is the right move, you know?
All right, so, Patrick, let's lay it on the line right now. For the deal or against the deal?
For it.
So you are for the deal?
The biggest issue is definitely the fact that the deal was going to the Redskins, you know, and not out of division or conference.
And that's Patrick's issue as well.
Patrick, if you're for the deal, I guess then one of the questions I have is, do you now see Kevin Cobb as the quarterback of the future? Paul and I had asked the question of, does Kevin Cobb need to walk into this season with a long-term contract?
Oh, yeah, you guys were talking that earlier. Yeah. I mean, I think that seems like what the Eagles front office does. They like to lock the guys up before they become superstars.
And they have done a good job of doing that.
Yeah, I think they'll do that to him. I don't think they'll wait. I don't see why. I think you just – because, you know, for the Eagles, if he doesn't work out, then, you just release him, you know? Like, not like they got to – you know, to me it seems like win-win for them.
So now you just set your franchise back a few years.
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that you're saying if he doesn't do well, you just release him. So now you don't have a quarterback.
No, I'm strictly talking about money, just for the idea of should they sign him to a long-term deal now or not. Like, I feel like, yeah, do it now. Lock him up now.
Patrick, because we thank you for your call.
Huh?
We thank you for your call.
All right, P. Gant.
Take care.
I'll see you now, Amber.
So, Paul, I think he brought up, you know, a really good point. You know, Andy Reid, in a way, is now becoming the enemy, again, of Philadelphia. He doesn't say enough in press conferences. and now it's, well, he traded away McNabb. But they, you know, I think Philadelphia fans almost are forgetting it was Andy Reid that drafted Don McNabb, and it was Andy Reid that drafted Kevin Cobb.
And you got to give Patrick. Patrick made a great point there. He Andy Reid has proven that he knows quarterbacks. I mean, Donovan McNabb was the only one who made it out of that draft. I mean, you guys had guys like Tim Couch, guys like Achilles Smith in that draft, guys who were busts. So Andy has proven to me that he knows quarterbacks.
Oh, I think I told you, Paul, this move really should not come as a total surprise, especially if you do go back the 3 years ago when Cobb was drafted. It should have signaled the end. I think it came as a surprise, maybe of the timing of the season that McNabb came off of, the season the Eagles come off of, and who they go to. But I think for Andy Reid to draft a quarterback and for Cobb to give you the flash of brilliance, I think for Philadelphia to sit here and say, well, this is a big mistake, they're not giving Andy Reid enough credit.
And I agree. And let's see what another caller thinks. Hello, you're on Go For It.
Is this Go For It?
Yes, it is, Cheryl. Welcome to Go For It.
Hi, how you doing? We're actually very happy that we got McNabb.
I would be happy too, Cheryl. Donovan is a top-flight quarterback.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I feel bad that you guys don't have him anymore, but that was your Andy Reid's fault.
Well, I don't, Cheryl. I mean, you're a Washington Redskins fan, so I don't know how bad you truly feel. I mean, come on, Cheryl.
Yeah, but we know that now that we have Donovan, we're going to win Super Bowl, definitely.
So now,
Cheryl, so you're putting your faith on a guy who's never won the Super Bowl, who was there once, and has been the NFC Championship four times.
Who threw
well,
it up in the Super Bowl.
I think that Kevin Cobb is inexperienced. He's not as experienced as McNabb, and therefore, since you guys got rid of McNabb, we have him, and I think he's just going to do a wonderful job.
So now, Cheryl, you're all excited up in there in Washington. What's going on out there?
We're happy. We are so happy.
So Cheryl, you're happy about this, is what you're telling me.
Yes, I am. I mean, I really feel bad for you guys because you guys had excellent.
Cheryl, please, you don't feel bad for the Eagles.
You know, Paul, it's hard to hear someone with such joy in their voice rubbing it in to guys that are, you know, that are wondering if this was the right move.
Guys who you talk, this is the same.
You gotta wonder, Paul. You really gotta wonder, you know, if Cheryl's husband has to go through, you know, that kind of agony, that kind of torture. If all she's gonna do is call a show to rub it in.
Cheryl, you're not
married.
A nice person.
I'm actually not married, so I don't have any husband to refer to.
Cheryl, that seems like that's the problem. Go get a man, Cheryl, and have a nice day.
You know, Paul, I think we ultimately do need to spend a little bit of time bickering, if you will, about the current state of the current Eagles team with McNabb. You know,
before you go there, that Cheryl needs a man, doesn't she? I mean,
you know, Paul, I didn't want to – listen, my mom taught me never throw stones, you know, because you certainly don't want to do that if you live in a glass house. But if I'm Cheryl right now, really, you know, I'm going to take a step back. Dare I say I may have a drink, you know, and I'm going to hit the clubs tonight. And I know, Paul, you're a big fan. You're a person to sit there and say you will not find love in the club. Maybe she needs to go to, you know, to the 40-40. I don't know what Cheryl needs, but I can tell you one thing she doesn't need is that attitude.
And that's true. That's very true. And Cheryl, go get a man. Like I said before, Cheryl, I'll say it again. Get a man.
Yeah. Cheryl, I'm sorry, but I have to agree. For one of a few times, I'm going to agree with Paul. Not only a man, you may need several men till you get it right.
And back to Donovan. I mean, how do we remember Donovan a lot? I mean, he just wasn't a guy who he just wasn't loved. He didn't seem loved by this fan base for whatever reason, whether his attitude or whether or not he didn't get the ring, or I mean, it could be a bunch of things, but I mean, how do you think he's remembered now?
Well, I think, and again, that was another really good point by Patrick. This is the same city that went, you know, and booed this man coming out of a quarterback class. Definitively, he was far and away the greatest quarterback in that class, bar none. Now they trade him, and they're crying about him leaving. And it is very interesting. It's certainly an interesting study, you know, on the player, the person, Don McNabb's tenure, the relationship he had with Philadelphia, and in the era where the professional athlete has been nothing but an embarrassment to, you know, their city, this was a stand-up guy, never one issue with the media, one issue with the law. He could never find his way here in Philadelphia, Paul.
And you would, I mean, you would think a city that was starved of a championship would like a guy who was a six-time Pro Bowler, would like a guy who has gotten you to five NFC championship games, would like a guy who probably is the greatest quarterback in your team's history. But for whatever reason, they just never liked this guy. It just wasn't a love. It just didn't connect for whatever reason. It just didn't click. And it's sad because now he's gone. And
well,
now
one of the things, I hate to interrupt you, but one of the things that just pops in my head is now you really do want to wonder, though, when the guys, and we're going back a little bit here, the guys like Terrell, well, not guys, but especially let's look at a guy like Terrell Owens who really does call out the Don McNabb, the skill that he brings, and you maybe you have to wonder if, you know, if that moment wasn't really the end of Don McNabb or the beginning of the end, he was never able to win the big game. And
he wasn't able to win the big game, but he sure got you there on numerous occasions.
But 2 weeks ago you were tired of being the bridesmaid, Paul.
Well, I am, but at the same time, this is a guy to me who is proving that he can get me at least close to the big game.
Paul,
and
he's
before we go on, I mean, in terms of the Super Bowl, he didn't play too well in the Super Bowl. I mean, he had over 300 yards, but he made some mistakes in that Super Bowl. I'll give you that. In terms of the Tampa game, let's go through each NFC Championship game. Let's look at each NFC Championship game. We start with the one in St. Louis against the Rams, 2001. I mean, that was a game that you didn't really expect them to win. Would you agree?
No, absolutely. I think if you look at Donovan, you're not going to certainly say it was purely a Donovan McNabb loss.
It wasn't, but it was a team that was up and coming at that point, and they weren't ready to take that next step. And then the following year, it gets Tampa. He didn't have the greatest game against Tampa,
and
they should have won. That was a game.
That was.
Tampa. But that game
that was their Super Bowl, Paul.
That game came down to one play, and that was that Jurevicius play across the middle. The score was 10-0 at the time, and Joe Jurevicius made that big play, put Tampa in position to score, and from there Tampa took off. And then you go to the Carolina game, the final year, another year they should have won. They definitely should have won that one. Donovan was hurt in that game, and he didn't play well, but. I mean, that was a team that was lucky to get there. I mean, they needed 4th-and-26 against Green Bay the week before to get there. So, I mean, but it's a game they should have won, nonetheless. What do you think?
No, Paul, I'm sitting here. I was actually just in thought. You know, you look at the NFC Championship games,
Before that, let's go to the Arizona game. Let's finally go to that one. That was a game they should have won. But at the same time, the guy did put up 30 points for that ball club.
Oh, no, and that was where I was driving towards, is that, you know, I think that, in essence, every championship game, you know, every major loss, it does get back to the the fact that Philadelphia vilified McNabb. I mean, Donovan McNabb's departure very easily could have been Andy Reid's departure, or Andy Reid's departure as well. I look at a player like Don McNabb, and in certain respects, my heart does go out to this guy. I said it earlier. I really feel like in Philadelphia, he got a really raw deal. You know, he was definitively made out to be the scapegoat for every major loss. Even last year's playoff loss, and Paul, I think we're not going to get any arguments. That team was lucky to be A, a playoff team, B, I mean, they stunk up the joint on every facet of offense and defense.
Yeah, but Donovan was dreadful. But there were some reasons why he was dreadful. The offensive line.
Well, he had no offensive line. Yeah,
he was dreadful in those two games. But he did miss some passes in the first game. That was the last game of the season where he had Macklin, I believe, and he had Macklin open in that one play. But, you know, again, I mean, Donovan has been known to throw some bouncers.
No, but Paul, again, it's part of the style of play. He wasn't a truly passing quarterback. And, you know, when you get to the level Don McNabb gets to, where he was always a running quarterback first. That's what got Don McNabb drafted. That's what got him such heralds coming out of Syracuse, was the fact that he was a running quarterback first. He gets into Andy Reid's offense. Andy Reid makes him a passer, but, you know, are you ever going to be able to make him a true passer? Are you ever going to get him to be...
You don't throw over 30,000 yards and not be a passer. I mean, he has proven that he can put up some numbers. And he has proven that he can win football games. He's proven that. But I guess in terms of the fan base, he just has not won enough. And
no,
won the big one.
And I, you know, Paul, he goes to a team in Washington that you can talk about all you want. You know, they may go 1-1 against the Eagles. That team's got a lot of questions. This team. Really, it might have been, unfortunately, all good things had to come to an end, and maybe this was probably the right time. This team, and I'd say that to you, even with Don McNabb, in my opinion, there's a lot of questions on the Eagles offense, more questions on their defense. It might have been the right time. It might have been the best time. They had a good run last year. They probably shouldn't have gotten as far as they did. I think it's maybe time for them to regroup, retool, and look at the fact that, you know, this happens to every NFL team. You know, and the Eagles had a great run. And they had, you know, they really put themselves in a position league-wide to be very respected. But they do need to think of, again, the long term. The NFL is first and foremost a business. And anyone out there that thinks it's for the fans, you know, that they need to every year go out and try to win the Super Bowl.
They're charged for the games. It's not for the fans. Obviously, it's not for the fans, all the money they charge.
Well, but I think far too often here in Philadelphia, Paul, I think sometimes the fans, they forget that. They believe that every year, you know, and even Patrick said it, every year they believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. You got to be kidding yourself. Not last year they weren't winning the Super Bowl. Not this year they weren't winning the Super Bowl. Not the year before that they weren't. The only year they had a real chance to win the Super Bowl is the year they went and got T.O. And that was partially because they had T.O. and Donovan McNabb. I mean, you're not winning the Super Bowl every year in the NFL. In fact, you're probably not winning the Super Bowl 2 years in a row in the NFL anymore.
No, I mean,
every year, look at New Orleans is a perfect example. Walking into this season, a lot of people definitely pick New Orleans to be a powerhouse. I don't recall any of the pundits to pick New Orleans to win the Super Bowl.
No, I mean, I've heard some people say it. I've heard people say that
that New Orleans.
I mean, obviously, we didn't expect New Orleans to win the Super Bowl. I mean, at the end of the day, we didn't expect New Orleans to win. And, you know, I mean, the reality of it is, and I heard someone say this, it's actually on the NFL Network show, it's funny. They said that basically the Eagles are like the poor man's version of the Buffalo Bills. I mean, five NFC championship games and no rings. No rings.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, 2,000%, it's right on. This McNabb era, this Eagles era is going to definitely be remembered as the 2000 version of the 90 Buffalo Bills. And I mean, I think that
you could spend, we could spend a day, you know, debating on which era, which teams were better. The Eagles had great defenses, good quarterbacks, so did the Bills. But I definitely look at this part of the franchise.
Which one would you rather have been? Would you have rather been the Bills or the Eagles?
Well, you know,
rather won the four Super Bowls and lost, or five NFC Championship games and lost four of those NFC Championship games?
I think going to the Super Bowl four times in a row, at the end of every day, anyone out there that sits here and says, oh, you know, that, you know, it would have been harder to go to the Super Bowl. You want to go. You play every season, you go to the Super Bowl. I think, again, it gets to the point where some of the people in Philadelphia are so they're so entrenched in their team and their style of being a fan, they lose their objectivity. The Bills era was remarkable. To watch a team go to the Super Bowl and play competitively in three of the four Super Bowls was remarkable.
I mean, it was impressive. It definitely was impressive. I mean, you can't take away how impressive that was. But at the end of the day, it's all about results, baby. It's all about winning that ring. And just like a marriage doesn't mean a thing if it ain't got a ring, going to the Super Bowl don't mean a thing unless you got that ring. And
right. And
last I checked, Jim Kelly doesn't have a ring on his finger.
No, and there's no debate in that. And unfortunately, neither does Donovan McNabb. And I think when you look back at this era, the one thing you're probably going to remember, especially when you look at how Don McNabb impacted the Philadelphia Eagles, was that, yeah, he came up short. You know, there were plenty of opportunities for Don McNabb to get a ring as a Philadelphia Eagle. And the burden does fall on McNabb. I think...
I mean, ultimately it does because he's the quarterback, and it's just like the president. I mean, the burden falls on him because he's the president. It's just like the coach. The burden falls on him because of the coach. And these guys get the praise when they don't deserve it, and unfortunately they have to take the hecklers when they don't deserve it. They have to take the criticism when they don't deserve it, and it's just the nature of the beast.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and Don McNabb, the statement he put out, he handled that very well. I mean, I thought he handled it like a true professional, kind of as you would have expected a guy like Don McNabb to handle it. I think what's going to be important for Don McNabb moving forward is not how he handles the situation, how he bounces back from being traded, and going to a team like the Redskins, who you really have to, again, you look at the Buffalo Bills or the Washington Redskins. I mean, if I was Don McNabb, hearing that he didn't want to go to the Redskins and he chose – or I'm sorry, the Bills, and chose the Redskins, I almost have to wonder why. Other than he stays in the division and he's not going to get a chance to play the Eagles, because I don't really see a difference there.
I mean, Washington, I mean, who wants to go to Buffalo? First of all, it's cold, it snows all the time, and granted he did go to Syracuse, so, I mean, but at the same time, that wasn't a team that could win. In Washington, you have a guy in Daniel Snyder who's gonna spend the money and who's gonna at least give you an opportunity to win. Whether you win or not, it's up to you. But then also, you got to think about Mike Shanahan. And Mike Shanahan was a guy who got John Elway his rings, or at least helped John Elway get his rings. So again, maybe he could do the same for Donovan at this stage of his career. And you were talking about Donovan's statement. Donovan has issued the following statement: I'm really excited about my future with the Washington Redskins. I'm eager to work with Coach Shanahan. He has been a very successful coach with a couple Super Bowl victories on his resume. While it's been my goal to win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia, we came up short. I enjoyed my 11 years here, and we shared a lot more good times than bad. That's Donovan McNabb.
And I think, Paul, when you look at that statement, to me, I hear a guy in Don McNabb who's ready to leave.
I see a guy who didn't really want to go, but a guy at the same time who is resigned to the fact and is happy for the new opportunity that he's getting. I don't view that statement in that way.
Well, the reason I say that, and you can certainly hear me out, I hear a guy there that isn't, you know, he didn't get emotional, and I think if you read between the lines, what he almost doesn't say is that
His goal was to win a championship. His goal is to win a championship, and I think Donovan almost wonders if it's going to happen in Philadelphia. You know, maybe he's saying to the fans, he too wonders if Philadelphia is going to be able to win, you know, win the championship. Because they, Paul, you and I had said this, they're a very young team now. Washington is certainly young, but as you said, Daniel Snyder has proven one thing. I mean, last year he goes out and spends $100 million on what the league perceived to be the best free agent that's on the market. This year, Daniel Snyder walks out and makes this blockbuster trade. The Eagles did it with T.O. and never did it since. And before T.O., they never did it. So he goes to an organization who is proven to be first class, top of the line, and certainly not afraid, Paul, unlike the Philadelphia Eagles, not afraid to make the big moves.
And Daniel Snyder, like you said, the Albert Haynesworth deal. I mean, you can even go as far as back as when he signed Deion Sanders. I mean, great. I mean, the guy has proven over the years that he's willing to at least spend the money to give your ball club give his ball club an opportunity to win. Have they won? No. But, I mean, Mike Shanahan is a top-notch coach, and he has proven that he can work well with quarterbacks, and his system has proven to be a winner. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with Donovan. I mean, I wish Donovan nothing but the best of luck. And, you know, at the same time, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
No, and I think – go ahead.
Go ahead.
I think I look at this, Paul, and I see an end of an year, a lot of emotions, and I say I'm going to keep my theme. I think, you know, you and I talk about where do you stand. You know, my theme comes from my background. This was again, I like that term. It's been a mainstay in what I say. This was nothing personal. I think at the end of the day, this was strictly business. I think if Philadelphia fans really had to take the emotion out of this, you know, if I'm Patrick, I'll take the emotion out of it, and I look at this and I say, this is what had to get done. And the Philadelphia Eagles, really, that's what has made them a mainstay and a powerhouse in the NFL, is they made the right moves. They made the moves that weren't popular in Philadelphia, but around the league, you know, I didn't hear a lot of critics around the league say, well, they
Brian Dawkins, don't forget about Brian Dawkins. They messed up.
But Paul, let's look at the Brian Dawkins, not emotionally. Let's see what comes out of
it. We're just looking at it objectively, without emotion.
But Paul, did he have a great?
They didn't replace the safety position. They didn't replace his position.
But Paul, did he have a great? Did he have a great year?
Quentin Demps did not replace him.
But did he? But Paul.
Brian Dawkins, and they missed him. They missed him. I'm not saying Brian Dawkins would have got him to the Super Bowl, but they did miss him.
But I'm not. We can't debate that they missed him, because you're right. They definitely didn't replace him in 1 year. But that's again. You sound just like a guy who was born and raised in Philadelphia. It's all emotional. It's 1 year. They missed him for 1 year. Brian Dawkins didn't have a great season, Paul. He didn't
Had a fairly good season.
A fairly good season isn't a great season. It's a fairly good season.
Last I checked, he was a Pro Bowler.
Come on, Paul. I mean, being a Pro Bowler, was he a definitive Pro Bowler, or wasn't he a Pro Bowler? Because enough guys said, I'm not getting injured.
He was a Pro Bowler nonetheless.
I look at this again. I look at this, and I say, time and again, the Philadelphia Eagles made the right move at the right time.
Well, they have, but they didn't make it here. They didn't make it with Dawkins, and time will only tell if they made the right decision here. Philadelphia, this is your quarterback.
I didn't blink when Andy told me. I mean, I really didn't. I'm excited about it. I think it's sure it's going to add a little bit of drama, but at the same time, it's going to be exciting. I mean, this is going to be a fun ride, and I truly have that outlook on it. I'm looking forward to it, and I think that this team will surprise some people.
That's your quarterback, Kevin Cobb. Philadelphia, that's the end. That's the Philadelphia. This is the start of a new era, the Kevin Cobb era. And Philadelphia, the campaign, not only has Donovan McNabb, the era of Donovan McNabb is over, but the McNabb campaign is over.
Save McNabb, everybody. Save McNabb, everybody.
He is the guy. If the Eagles want to fly, everybody say McNabb.
Any final thoughts, Jeremy?
Well, you know what, Paul? The only final thought I have is I'm running right to the bathroom because that singing's got to go. And, Cheryl, get a man.
Cheryl, get a man. Eagles, McNabb is going. Everybody, we're glad you joined the show. It was a special edition of Go For It. We'll see you next week on Go For It. Bye.